You're listening to SBS News.
In cricket, Australia faces a big task trying to get back into the five-match one-day series against India when the tourists play in Ranchi on Friday night. Having lost the opening two matches, a defeat will ensure India clinches the series with two matches still to play. All-rounder Marcus Stoinis scored a fighting half-century in the Game 2 loss, and he says the team doesn't need the coaching staff to tell them what they need to do to get a much-needed win.
I'm 29 years old. I'm playing for Australia. I've been playing for a long time. The boys got Gary Lyon in there, who's Australia's best ever off-spinner. We've got Zampsy, Maxi. We got a good team. Yeah, it's up to us to make sure we learn. We don't need to rely on someone to run us through that sort of stuff.
Neither side will have long to prepare for the fourth game of the series. That takes place in Mohali on Sunday evening. Defending National Basketball League champions Melbourne United travels to Perth to play against the Wildcats in Game 1 of the best of five grand final series on Friday. Retaining a title is notoriously difficult in basketball, and Melbourne's head coach Dean Vickerman is well aware of the task facing his team if they are to do it.
It's obviously very, very difficult, and to say St Kilda did it in 78 or whatever, and so many great teams have come through. Everyone I spoke to about back-to-back championships, it's the toughest year that they've ever coached, and this one has been tough, but it's also been enjoyable, and I think we're in a pretty good place right now.
The second game of the series takes place in Melbourne on Sunday afternoon. In international rugby this weekend, the Six Nations tournament continues. First match-up is Scotland's game against Wales on Sunday morning. That's followed by England's clash with Italy. But the most attractive fixture for neutrals will be Ireland's visit to Paris to take on France on Monday morning. Closer to home, the Super Rugby season continues when the New South Wales Waratahs welcome the Queensland Reds to Sydney on Saturday night. It'll be a big game for new Waratahs signing Carmichael Hunt, who used to play for Queensland. But with New South Wales currently sitting in third place in the Australian Conference, Hunt says he's more concerned with winning the match than getting a win against his old club.
We're not where we want to be as a team right now. We've worked pretty hard over the last couple of weeks to put some improvements in place. So we're just looking forward to going out there Saturday night in front of our home crowd at the SCG, which should be a pretty remarkable sight, and put those processes into play.
The big game in the English Premier League this weekend sees fifth-placed Arsenal take on fourth-placed Manchester United in London. Second-placed Liverpool welcomes Burnley to Anfield, while leaders Manchester City are at home to Watford. SBS has live coverage of Crystal Palace's meeting with Brighton from 11 p.m. on Saturday night. In golf action over the weekend, former world number one Rory McIlroy goes into the Arnold Palmer Invitational at the famous Bay Hill course in Florida as the defending champion. The Northern Irishman joined Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods as the third man to have won three major titles by the age of 25 when he won the 2014 British Open title. He hasn't won a major title since, but he says he's not concerned by that four-year-long wait.
I've become comfortable at the fact I've tried four times, I've failed, but you know, Abraham Lincoln lost the first 13 elections he was ever in. He ended up being the President of the United States, so I've still got a bit of time.
McIlroy's knowledge of American history was a little out. Lincoln was unsuccessful in eight consecutive elections before becoming president. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.